Welcome to Five More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about Jesus and the gospel, usually in connection with the sermon from this past week, and it encourages my heart. A friend asked me that. He said, "Do you like doing it?" I said, "Yeah." Sometimes I don't like beginning it, but at the end I'm always encouraged because my mind and my voice were thinking about the gospel and you, I think. I don't know you, but I think about you. This past week, one of our elders, who's not currently serving as an elder, but actually serving with our deacons, named Andrew Sharp, who's an attorney, preached on Psalm 15, which says this: "O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved." And Counselor Sharp spent some time wrestling with essentially two sides of holiness. There's a lot to say about holiness in the scriptures, but I think in our moments where the Holy Spirit gives us a clear sense of God's existence, there are two things that jump out to us. One is God's holiness, which is right and true and good and real and never changing. And then there's our holiness that we aspire to and never reach. And he spent more energy talking about the second one. And the Psalms are a beautiful interaction with these two things because they don't have the New Testament. And so the poets and songwriters of the book of Psalms wrestle with these two sides of holiness from a heart and poetic standpoint. And I hope that you similarly wrestle with those two things. You sing about them and pray about them, read about them in dialogue, and even marinate in these ideas. And I hope that you do that with other people. So Psalm 15 brings up the idea of the two holinesses in community. All of the Psalms were to be used in corporate worship, which doesn't sound surprising to you because I'm not sure you're familiar with how dark so many of them are. And yet, there is a community created by God for his glory, our good, and the good of neighbor, where we actually talk about our stuff, where we wrestle with God's holiness, where we wrestle with our desire to be holy and our utter lack of ability to do so. Earlier this week, I was out of town, which is why Counselor Sharp preached, and I was with another lawyer whose faith is not a defensive shield, as so many people's faith seems like. His faith is a mosaic of his upbringing, his mind, his understanding of Jesus, and his understanding of the scripture, and he shared with a couple of good friends about what his faith is like these days and how different it was than when he was growing up and how parts of that encourage him and parts of that discourage him. And after he shared, we sat there for a minute. Do you have friends that just sit there for a minute because they actually listened to you? They weren't just waiting for the next thing to say? And then we tried to ask non-leading questions. Do you know how to ask non-leading questions? If you ever wonder what a non-leading question is, just watch any Senate hearing. Those are all leading questions. But we listened to my friend, and we attempted to ask non-leading questions. And we talked about follow-up and talking about the conversation later. And we groaned a little bit and related with him a little bit. And my point is, these things that come up in the Psalms, groaning, disorientation, our good seasons, our questions about God's holiness, and our own lack of holiness, these things are good to work out in community. And so what my friend has, imperfectly, we are an imperfect community that gathered together to listen to him and to listen to one another. I hope that you have some version of that. Good friends that you can actually talk about your questions with, that you can talk about God's holiness, that you can talk about your love of Scripture or your frustration or lack of understanding of Scripture with, just like the writer of Psalm 15 had, just like my friend who preached for me this past week, and just like I am blessed to have through this group of friends. So it's not only that the Psalms engage life as it actually is and lead us to pray about that, it's also that they lead us to discuss that openly and honestly in trusted community. So I hope you have that. And if you do, I hope you're encouraged. And if you don't, I hope that you find it through your local church, through a group of friends like mine, or some other way. The gospel is not about community, but in light of the gospel, we see our need for community. And it is that much more trustworthy in a group of people that know and believe and trust that God loves us, and that through the work of Christ reconciles us with himself, and that we have the Holy Spirit. I hope that you both know and believe the gospel and have that kind of community.